does he have a seat? Sit on a chair. Sit there, sit there. Hallelujah. This war that we are in, that generation will finish it. This particular session, is not just a service. Please pardon me if you don't understand what I'm saying. I'm going to be speaking to the imagined army now. I'm speaking to the seeds of righteousness inside your spirit. Get ready, because I know they are here. I know they are here. I know they are here. That's why you have felt like a misfit. Like you don't fit into the puzzle. You don't know what's going on. It's because the future is inside you. And if you don't respond now, somebody is already jogging, preparing to sit on your throne. So tonight, I'm just going to speak to that army. Lord, please help me this night. What we are starting now, remember where we started from, Jude verse 3? Let us therefore what? Contend for the faith as it was once delivered unto us. What we are attempting to do, and we will succeed, is to take the body back to where it started and to push it further from where it started. Did you get what I said? To where it is destined to be. All over the world and across generations, many people and many body of Christ, circles of Christians, have shown us in bits and pieces the picture of what it looks like for the will of God to be fully established in the territory. That's why we have books today. All these mighty men have joined the cloud and they are cheering you on. They are shouting, go, because they believe that you have all it takes to bring God's will to pass on the earth. Are we together? The fact that you came last is already the reason. Because the Bible shows us the way God thinks. You can know the way he thinks from his acts, right? Is somebody getting what I'm saying? He showed his ways to Moses and his acts to the children of Israel. When you observe his acts, you can know his ways. So the way God thinks is that he always brings his best last. Did you get what I said? The latter rain is always more than the former. The fact that we came after them shows that we are greater. You don't need any other prophecy. The fact that you came last already shows that you are what? A greater. You might not look like it. I know we don't look like it. I know we don't act like it. I know we look far from it. But God trusted you to finish what these mighty men started. Because he believes in what you are capable of doing. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? I hold every thought captive. And I command your mind to understand. In the name of Jesus. Some of these statements will come to pass in 2030. Some of them 2035. Some of them 2040, 2045. But I'm sowing the seed now. I don't even know if we should shut down the recording or not. We should fire. All right. Hallelujah. As of today, we have certain things that are very, very strange in the body of Christ. So it's happening in bits and pockets. Some of you don't know that you have actually pressed to those dimensions. But the Lord, who loves you and does not want you to become too much of a misfit, is holding back certain dimensions so that you can still relate normally with your brethren. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Because if certain things start showing up now, we might have a greater challenge than we currently have. If somebody gets what I just said, where we're going, you can't use healing and miracles to describe it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We were having a retreat last year, and somebody entered into a vision and saw the future. I told you about camps, right? Yeah. Saw the future and saw that we're holding a retreat. And I'll be one of them. Declare it now. It might not be, of course, not everybody will have to do that. But at least just, you know. We're holding a retreat. And then one of the ladies, you know, began to rant and say, we have to put a rule on this. Put a rule on what? In the guy's room, he was trying to practice what he was taught on moving and not being hindered by the physical wall. And he did it and succeeded and entered into the next room, which was female's room. And so they shouted and said, ah, what's that? I said, sorry. And he went back. And so the lady was ranting, we have to put a rule on this. So as they said that, Kai, I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. I'm not talking to everybody here, all right? You just notice that you wake up tomorrow, you don't remember anything I said. You know, from campus to campus, we have to talk according to where the people are. Are you following? That's one of the signs you love God's children. You don't talk from where you are. You talk from where they are. Jesus said, I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. So even though he could teach SS3, when he's teaching GSS2, he will never mistakenly mention an example he shared in SS3 class. Yes or no? That's one of the signs that you are a wise master builder. Same thing for Paul. You see the same template. Speaking to the Corinthian church, I have yet many things to say to you, but you are yet what? Carnal. Right? Then we speak wisdom among them that are what? So you see that thing. That you can have capacity to say a lot of things that will cause problems in people's work with God. But you just stick to the what? To the basics. I think I should sit there for about 3 minutes. Everywhere you go to share the word of God, young people, please, don't be under pressure to say hi and mighty and deep things. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Apart from the fact that it's a sheer sign that you don't love Jesus. If you love him, you love his body, yes or no? And if you love his body, your desire is that they understand what you are saying, yes or no? So when I get to a secondary school, for example, the only thing they need to hear is the gospel, right? Salvation, yes or no? Because you find people who are not saved there. You find people who are not filled with the Holy Ghost, yes or no? So if I go to 10 secondary schools, will my message change? Will my message change? What if I go to 100 secondary schools? What if I go to 1,000 secondary schools? Now, anybody who follows me for the 1,000 secondary school ministrations will assume that all I know is what? Are you getting what I'm saying? Don't be. This is how you rise in the ranks. Discipline. Discipline yourself. There's nothing to prove. If you want to prove anything, prove it to Jesus. This world, human beings, by tomorrow they are forgotten you. It does not matter how great you are. When you die, they will move on. Did you hear what I said? I saw people crying on Facebook. People that don't know in Abonke, they are putting smiley tears. Anyway, I don't blame it. Cuckoo smiley tears. Tears, they are crying. If I hear, say that person cry, won't cry. That's a great man, no? Yes or no? How many of you cried? Raise your hand. 1, 2. How many of you heard this story? Raise your hand. Beautiful, all of us. Unless you are not born again. Why didn't you cry?
Nothing.
I like that. Why didn't you cry? He
He was not too close to you.
He was not too close to you. Let's assume he was close to you. You cry, Abi? For how long?
Probably a month, highest.
They are even shouting for you because even then, it does not matter who dies. 1 week, you are done. Yes or no? How many of you, 2 days? 1 day, right? These are women speaking out. One day. I just want to show you the frailty of life. Ask the wisest man that ever lived. Live. Sought. At the end of the life, he said, vanity upon vanity. All is vanity. Gathered all the money could imagine. Got all the praise and adoration and glory. Somebody came, Queen of Sheba, saw the place. She said, there was no longer spirit left in me. I don't understand that scripture. Spirit was not left in her after she saw wealth. It's like the wealth cast out devils. That's how wealthy Solomon was. There was no longer what? No energy. She said, the half was not even told me. That man was great. But he himself attested that when I die, I will be forgotten. The rich and the poor are forgotten altogether. Human beings, we forget. Are you hearing what I'm saying? These 18 years has been bound. We should not be free on the Sabbath day. Imagine that woman who has finally stood up after 18 years. Shouting what? Crucifying. Let's imagine the 10 lepers. Let's say the one who was grateful was not part of them. Can you imagine 5 out of the remaining 9? Shouting what? Crucifying. It sounds impossible, right? His fame spread abroad, so Jesus was mightily honored and loved. They still shouted what? Crucified. Another sign that you can't trust man. 1 minute they were trying to make him king. Do you remember? 1 minute ago, they were trying to make him king. You find out later on again that they were trying to throw him down the mountain. The same thing happened to the apostles. 2 seconds ago, they were about to sacrifice to them as gods. Do you remember? The gods have come in the midst of us as men. They said, we are normal people like you. Within a few minutes, Jews came and convinced them. And those same people, thank God for Barnabas, he didn't have the anointing Paul had. Paul had an anointing for persecution. So we didn't see Barnabas being. 2 people were grabbed. When you keep reading, you see only Paul was stoned until he died. Took him, dragged him out of the city, and he got up. Do you remember? I said to myself, you wanted to make this guy. You literally went to sacrifice to this guy, and then you killed him. Does this sound normal? That's human beings for you. Live your whole life trying to show them you are right. Tomorrow morning, just one information. That's why I don't give myself to people. It's not worth it. Ministers, don't jeopardize your family because of ministry. Did you hear what I said? Don't jeopardize your work with God because of ministry. Church is selfish. They don't care about you. They will watch you with your eyes red, coming tired. Say, Kai, do. Kai, just from Abeokuta, right? Ah, man of God, you are trying. Lord. Kai, I hope you have rested. I say, I haven't. Ah, God will strengthen you, sir. The next session is in 30 minutes. If you can just quickly take a short, brief nap. If on your way you drop dead, that meeting will still hold, yes or no? Then we will say, in honor of this great man of God, let's not hold this meeting again. Just as our last respect, let's cancel the meeting. The meeting we still hold. And so I've learned that lesson. The only reason they're asking for you is because you have what they need. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So you are safer with the person who made you relevant. Are you hearing what I'm saying? No. Okay. Let's not get distracted. I've learned my lesson. Sins. Hey, they will chop your eyes. You will minister until you notice that something is wrong. Because you'll be powering until you start giving your secret place in the name of ministry. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The secret place will start drying out. Because you are using the oil for that place also to minister. Those are the times when you say, I just the grace of God. I didn't even prepare and these things happen. Continue. Until you notice you can't pray again, you are still ministering. Continue. Until the oil for your health, you start ministering. People are healed. You are copied. Continue. All right? He was a great man. It's not more than that. That's if you are even great. Is somebody hear what I'm saying? It does not matter how you say you love them. You will forget. You will move on. You will see it that day. Abi, how many of you cried? Where are they? Where have I cried? Did you eat that day? The day he died, did you eat that day? Eh? The day Rena Bonke died, which of you cried? You and your head. Did you eat that day? You ate. Okay. Did you eat? You ate very well. Okay. In honor. Are you getting what I'm saying? And they were touched. You might have touched them in a very personal way. If you attended one of the crusades and you know how great the man is. As one of the greatest men. As far as I'm concerned. Very, 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 very great. Hallelujah. We thank God for his life. Can we celebrate that mighty man of God? Come on. Hallelujah. You know he's not dead, right? Alive. Right, more alive than you are at the moment. So when you celebrate them, we celebrate them conscious of the fact that he is getting the feedback right now. Did you hear what I just said? The church here and the church there is one. We are not dying to go and meet them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There's interaction going on today, now. So to drop this body is not the end of living. Some of them have become more active in their death. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? I'm sure this is not too much. It's not big news here, right? Some of them have become more active in their death. You have met with saints. You have discussed with them. They have shared with you their secrets. They have taught you things in your dream. Yes or no? If anything I'm saying sounds strange, don't worry. By the grace of God, tomorrow morning you wake up and they have wiped it out. Hallelujah. That's just my special agreement with God. Hallelujah. You will play it again and be sleeping at that point all the time. Has that happened to somebody here before? You try to listen to a message, only 30 minutes message. Every time you listen to it, you sleep off. You have not yet picked the sign, and they didn't send you a message. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Hallelujah. So quickly, how do we build atmospheres? How do we build for thick, heavy atmospheres? We know the value of that already, right? How do we build for a move of God? How do we keep on building momentum? These are the things I did not know when we gathered 2016 to seek God. Or I knew, but I didn't succeed, you know, in birthing. I told you the lesson I learned 2012-2013, Hebrews 11:6. Okay, I didn't share it here. He that comes to God must what? Believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Please listen, no. Please listen. It's bad enough that you listen and don't hear. Not to talk of when you're not even listening. You know, you can pay attention, you didn't hear it. You don't understand what I'm saying. It's the fourth time you had the message, you now heard what they said. He said this. He gave someone the message. Person said, he was sharing his story one time. I said, he shared his story. Which one? The second part. I've had it 3 times. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's why it's not in the number of messages. Let your eyes and ears open first, then the messages can help you. Hallelujah. He that comes to God must believe that he is. Pay attention. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. These are two foundational blocks that must be in all your seeking, all your praying. Number one, God is. Don't assume you know God is. It's 6-7 years now. And we have seen, this is the key for impartation for me. Once you know that door and follow that door intentionally like he is, impartation begins. This is the same key to drinking. Same key to releasing the anointing. Become aware. Become conscious of him right now. What was not happening before will start happening once you do. He just shared briefly something like that. It's really the same thing. Right now, there are angels everywhere. Do you notice nobody screaming and shouting? Come on, are you following me? Is it because they have calmed down? Come on now. Is it because they have calmed down? Why do they wait till music is playing and we're singing?
That's when we feel they are around.
They like music, right? Right? What do you think about it? Tell me your opinion.
Yeah.
They like music, all right? Who else? What else do they like? Cymbals.
They like the singing.
They like when we're singing. All right, the instrument. Who else? Why do our angels wait until we're doing da 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 da? Eh?
That's when we are conscious.
That's when we are conscious. What else? What are they waiting for? They are waiting for you to say 1, 2, 3. Abi?
They like our sound.
They like our sound. So they are standing. Right now they are not in the mood. Right? Until we make our what?
That is when the atmosphere is charged.
Ew. That's when the atmosphere is what? So until it's charged, they don't what? They're not in the mood. Right now, they're waiting until it's what? Is this place charged? Yes or no? How do you know it's charged? Let's do this thing. Let's do this thing. Let's do this thing. How do you know it's charged? Kai, thank you, Father. You know what you talk about appears, right? Come on, what you talk about does what? Appears. So if you talk about Jesus, what will appear? Jesus. You talk about impartation, what will appear? Oh, impartation. All right. Hallelujah. How old is that beautiful baby? Eh? 1 year, 7 months. This will be the age of my daughter when she's moving, pacing to and fro, speaking in tongues in the house. Are you hearing what I'm saying? One day, I will come downstairs and see my son lying down flat on the floor under the power. Now say, What's happening? Wake up. And he's not answering me. Get up, my friend. What's happening? And I see the girl sitting down on the chair. I say, what did you do? Come here. He said, I was teaching him something. You were teaching him what? This is 5:30 a.m. in the morning. He has school. How many of you want such a house? Not dirty, dirty children. That will be. We do. Jesus loves dreamers. Are you hearing what I'm saying? No. Jesus loves what? Dreamers. Content for what was once delivered. I have seen it. It is possible. I'm not saying it by faith. I'm not saying, you know when I say by faith, quote unquote. We say faith when we don't believe. God will do it by faith, right? When we don't believe, then it's by what? It's by faith. That's where the faith has dropped to. When we say God will do it by God's grace, it means this is not likely to happen. Hallelujah. We don't involve God's grace when we can do it, yes or no? All right. Kai. I asked that boy, I said, how far? This is the second school you have gone to now. He said, that is not my fault. Every time I try to sit down in class, that thing starts again. I said, I'll teach you. I've been busy traveling. When I come back, I'll teach you. That teach me what, daddy, I'll teach you how to manage, contain the power of God, all right? I had that issue too when I was, you know, not your age, but I didn't have sense when I was your age. I had that issue too, you know. Around my 20s, I had that issue, all right? So I'll show you when I come. Please remind me, all right? Because this is your second school. I don't want you, you know, unless we'll just change the plan. Just be going from school to school, shutting it down. Maybe that's what we'll just do. He said, so what happened, Junior? He said, I was just in class, and I just said, let me speak in tongues. Because I was just speaking in tongues. So everybody was collapsing around me. I tried to hold it in, but it was already too late. The teacher came, and then the whole school, everybody was coming, and the whole school just shut down. And they called me, and said, they don't want to see me again. I don't know why, daddy, I said, me too. I don't know why. They don't want the power of God. But it's too late. People's parents started calling in. Some people's children have not woken up. It's 2 days now. Is somebody hear what I'm saying? You don't need to experience it. It's not your family. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's my what? Family. It's my family. It's my what? It's my family. See, we'll use wedding to explain what wedding should look like. Watch these words. I'm not prophesying. No. If it's not like that, I'm not doing. Because when somebody starts it, everybody sees that it's possible. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's who an apostle is. It's a trailblazer. I speak to the Imagine Church. I command them here to have sense. I open your head. And I command light to enter. Choose to not be normal. That's what I'm saying. You're too normal. Everything looks like what everybody does. You are still following. I can't tell you how many times I've told Jesus, please, this one has been done before. I don't want it. I love you. I respect you. I honor you. With all honor in my heart. In all humility, please. I don't want this one. It has been done before. Give me something that's not been seen before. And once they call me false prophet. Aha! How can normal people see you as normal and you think you are doing the will of God? Everything you are doing is normal. Why won't you be accepted by them? Is somebody hear what I'm saying? I had some people were having issues with. We have not even started though. We are still trying to introduce to start. Somebody pressed play on song, could not work for like 48 hours. Somewhere in the north, he sent me a message. I said, it's the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our sight. I mean no sense. Another person sent a message. I was in the banking hall and I pressed play. I collapsed in the banking hall. I wish that was the last time. It started happening like that. And I'm a banker, so what can I do? I said, don't press play. I don't know if I get what I'm saying. Go ahead and sing all these songs. I don't want to sing number one. All it takes for the problem to start is what? Play. Just press play. Just be passing by. We're journeying. We'll get there. I'm still growing, so just forgive me. I'm sorry I'm presenting to you this kind of weak dimension. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. I'm calling the dreamer inside you. If it's normal, can you please change it this night? Are you getting what I'm saying? Please change it. We're not interested. Change it. We are calling their names because they did something different. Please change it. Please change it. Please change it. Mistress, are you hearing what I'm saying? This year around May in Abuja, we're having a time of a service. Saturday morning, never forget it. Okay. Finished, you know, singing. Just started the song. I was very tired, so I couldn't even begin to do anything with my voice. I just said, brethren, just lift up your voice and thank God. Give God glory. My voice was gone. So I took, heaven and earth adore you. Angels bow before you. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. But the second time they sang it, the atmosphere shifted. I said, who's responsible for this weight? It went on like that for about 35 minutes. Everywhere I scattered. I didn't know the team was territorial. While we're doing that, a shrine close to the church that has been terrorizing the body in that region for a while collapsed. I became very excited before because these are the things that are you getting what I'm saying? I don't know if you guys are hearing what I'm saying. All right. After a while, it will be discouraging because it's not happening like we want it to happen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Can I fire on? It might not be happening yet. Don't stop looking at it. They were looking at the city from afar off. A day will come when what you are doing is going to bring that result. Like I said, if it looks like something that anybody can understand, please change it. Please change it. You are a child of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You are a child of God. People didn't have the Holy Ghost. They were inspired to dream of building something that we get to heaven. How much more you with the Holy Ghost? Those are visions. He will stir up your heart to believe strange things that people will laugh at. That's a sign that it is Him. People will not believe you. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Some of you have things in your heart from when you were in JS classes, SS classes. Am I having a witness in the house? All right. Don't stop looking at it. One of the ones I was always looking at from SS1, I said, I'll never forget that my bed in boarding house. I was looking forward to the day they will call me the glory bringer. SS1, it's not now. I didn't catch the vision from listening to a worship singer. Are you getting what I'm saying? SS1. I was imagining myself standing. And they only call me when they want the cloud. Because there are implications for the cloud. If you want to have a normal service, don't call me. Oh. Because while I'm coming to the pulpit, the cloud has started rolling from the back. Such a fear of God that will sit on you. It will take at least 1 month to recover from it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Looking forward to the days. They will say these audios must not be played in any university. 3 campuses are shut down because it entered. Let's not bring him before exams. Let's bring him after exams. Futa has not been able to resume since after the meeting. Are you getting what I'm saying? All this entry and coming out as if it no enter. Entry and coming as if it no enter. It's because you will not wait. You are jumping from place to place. Calm down. Carry this thing. It will shut people down. Are you hearing what I'm saying? People whose only mind was booked before, they start begging them after that. Please balance. Balance. Wisdom is profitable to the rest. Balance your life. Because just 1 minute and you have damaged the person. You have given him a new reason to live. You have turned him sideways. He's moving. Are you getting what I'm saying? Believing God that they'll be arguing in Senate. I say, please let him come before the session. Or let him come after. Let him come after the session. No, before the session. No, after the session. No. See what happened to those 2 campuses. No. They're not resisting now. It's 3 months now. No, it's not strike. People are sitting there to fight their children. This, which one is? No, that's my child. It's not my child. No, that, are you getting what I'm saying? I like the way you are laughing. That's a sign that is a dream, right? That's a sign your heart is healthy. Be childlike. This is one thing we had while we're seeking God in campus. There is nothing God could have done that would have blown my mind, sincerely speaking. Anyway, I shouldn't say that. I love and I honor God. The way this mind is, believe you me, let this building start moving. We are cool. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We are fine. I said, look, there's more now, Alpha. There's more now. Do this movie and so. Are you getting what I'm saying? There's nothing God can do. So as you are seeking God, let that be your foundation. Or else you'll be speaking in tongues, but you don't know you're putting him in a box. He will only do what your box allows him to do. Are you hearing what I'm saying? How do I blow that box? Go online. God has already done a lot that has been videoed. Go online and watch videos. We watched and watched and watched. 300 level, 400 level, 500 level. Watch and watch and watch and watch and watch. Hallelujah. So when we began to seek God, you won't settle for anything less than what you have what? How can I see something and I'm experiencing less and I'm shouting, glory, 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 2 people fell down. What is that? If they are pushing people down in Bible days, are you sure you would have written their names? Would have written their names? Are you kidding me? There's not one testimony of faith where people fell down. Book of Hebrews, right? By faith. Elijah, while he was teaching the school of the prophets, moved the power of God and the prophets collapsed. By faith. Did you see that? Or at least by faith, while Abraham was blessing Isaac, Isaac couldn't walk for 2 weeks under the strong unction. By faith. Lame, ridiculous things that we settle for. All these pictures I'm painting is 101. We're just starting. As we begin to journey, it's basic. You will be charged. Your family will be charged. Your environment will be what? Charged. Your campus everywhere will be what? Be charged. It's just normal. A believer should be charged. This is just normal. Everybody should be what? Charged. So we are trying to restore that one. It's normal. It's very, very normal to shake an unbeliever and he loses strength. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You are supposed to be what? Charged. Throughout my life, God has used friends to challenge me. I remember 200 level, 100 level. You know, came in, wonderful man of God. He's outside the country now studying. And once he tongues his 3 hours, he did that for about 3 months. Once he tongues his 3 hours and comes out, everybody he shakes is under the power on the road everywhere. So I was depressed. You know how I like power? You have no idea. And in my fellowship, we have not seen one, even if it's just let someone just pinch you. Don't, yeah! Just one, no further, just nothing was going on in my life. Who is this guy? 100 level. God ensured it was 100 level just to torment my soul. It was my intimate, but no, 100 level. 100 level, Lord. Why is my life like this? I'm sure my angels just be laughing. This guy. The thing is working. Guy! I began to seek. Means one must carry the power of God. So when I read Pastor Deboy's book and he said he had to learn how to control the charges. Why did he have to learn? Because I charged my battery over some days. I went to visit a couple, an elderly couple friends of mine. I gave the husband a hug and he was under the power. The wife came, did not see her husband. I gave her a hug and she fell on top of her husband. I had to wait for about 40 minutes, because I was hoping nobody would come and see what happened. At this point, I had to learn how to control the charges. I said, control the charges. So it was out of control. In summary, none of us have ever been out of control. You are always under control. And it's not something you learned. You just don't have any reason to control anything. Somebody shout, I have sense. At least just say, okay, with my life, I don't want to be destiny. I just want to get to a point where I have to control. After that, I go. If everybody does that, we won't be where we are today. Yes or no? Do you know what you will accomplish for God just being charged? There are things you can't hear until you are charged. What are you hearing it for? What are you hearing it for? There are instructions you will receive until you are charged. For what? You think God is just talking about? If you can't accomplish it, why is he telling you to do it? There are messages he won't send you until you... Are you getting what I'm saying? He loves you. There are certain missions that can bring your life to a quick stop. Because you don't have light. So when you have light, you already qualify yourself for certain instructions. Yes or no? There are many things God wants to do with you now that he can't do. You won't even hear the instruction because you are not ready. Yes or no? It's not jobless now. Just talking everywhere. Talking. No. I sought for a man. I see there were no men on the earth. There are many human beings now. They were searching for a type, a kind of person. He didn't find. Saul was misbehaving. He was searching for a man too. I have found. That means he was searching. Are you getting what I'm saying? He's searching for right now in this territory. He's searching. This one looks hungry. Looks hungry. Watch. She's not hungry. He looks hungry. Let's pay attention. He's not hungry. This one is crying. Let's give him 2 weeks. He has finished crying now. The day has not ended. No. Let's still give him 2 weeks. The way he was crying, we have to pay attention. He's searching for a kind of hunger. Certain hungers, you will see it 20 years after. 30 years after. It's not emotions. It is real hunger. Satan can smell it from a distance. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Angels know it. You attract all of heaven's attention. Hallelujah. After you don't beg him to see God again. The God is real. That young boy last year met me in December. So Pastor Lawrence, I have a question. He's 9 years old now. Remember the boy I'm talking about? All right. So Pastor Lawrence, I have a question. I said, my brother, what's the question? He's not my son. He's my what? My brother. I have to prepare for the question. He talks like an adult. He is so sure of his future, it will shock him. I was jokingly asking him one day. I said, you know your mates are getting married. I think he was 7 at the time. Your mates are getting married though. He said, no. I want to marry when I'm 25. I said, I thought he was just saying something random. I said, why 25? He said, because I want all my children before I'm 30. Okay. What do you know about children that you want? He said, why is he talking intelligently? He's talking intelligently. He said, how many children do you want? He said, 5 children, 3 boys and 2 girls. Ha. Huh. How many children do you want? Just answer sincerely. How many children do you want? Have you thought about it before? Okay. How many children do you want? You have not thought about it. Raise your hand. Raise your hand now. You have not thought about it before. This 7-year-old boy, is he somebody's child? I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. Is he somebody's what? Child. He has finished thinking about his own children. Maybe he has already seen what they will become in life. He has not yet become anything in life. That's when I realized that he is becoming an ancient. All those time of extended praying in the Holy Ghost was affecting his mind. He must have entered his future and seen his children one day. Yes or no? So if it has already started happening, why will I not see more in my... Are you getting what I'm saying? So don't just see it from afar. Start taking your steps. It's not just wishful thinking. I truly believe it. That a generation will rise who will move so much in the power of God. All the talkers we have to catch up. It will be too late already. The way we are praying already is just a matter of time. When the reward starts rolling in, don't call us names. In fact, call us names. Who cares? I'm sure there are people here who love us. Yes or no? Aha. He said, please explain this song. Why is it that when we play this particular one, like there's one of the songs, Bowl of Fire. Even me, wait. Even me, I don't understand. I don't play with that song. There are other songs on the phone. I don't play that one anyhow. Because once you get used to it, usually the effect, you know, drops. It's not because it's not charged. It's because you are human. Once you get familiar, what happens? You commonize what you are familiar with. Yes or no? I said in the afternoon, there is nobody that cannot be taken for granted. That man you love and respect, there's somebody beside him. Maybe his PA. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Who looks nothing like him. Because they are used to him. Yes or no? You will travel all the way to go and meet the person. You see the person that is beside him, washes his clothes, wears his clothes sometimes when he's not wearing the clothes again, gives it to that person. All you want is handkerchief. There's somebody who is eating from his plate, sleeping on the same bed, carrying nothing. There's nobody that cannot be commonized. Familiarity, you follow come as a human being. Yes or no? Aha. Where was I? So I said I don't usually, you know, listen to it too much. Anytime I intentionally engage and press play, I don't understand how God, this will be rushing through my being. Like, what happened in that meeting? Now, wow. That's an example. The weight will keep on increasing until all you will need for revival to break out in the campus is a song. Did you hear what I said? Not a conference. Not a week-long crusade. It's just a what? It's a song. In fact, it has started. There are campuses where the hunger began just with the song. I said, which minister has come here? They said, no minister has come here. No man of God has visited the territory. But the sounds through media has begun to release that same what? That same fire. So when the tokens of what we are dreaming about, because as long as we keep seeing it and praying, it's going to happen. It's going to happen, no? It's going to happen. And yet, these are not even big deals. Somebody here will dream a dream that will answer Nigeria's question. In the name of Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful thing. You sang a song. Boko Haram had it and gave the life to Christ. And Nigeria's issues came to an end. Somebody had a song and started confessing. Let's call it confessional songs. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Confessional sounds. If you hear it, you start confessing your sins. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Once you press play, you do what? You start confessing. You look for mic. Get camera. This is Senator Diz. I want to share with you what I've done to the country. October. How many of us believe it's possible? It's possible. If your heart can see it, how can you think it won't happen? Revolution sounds. Revolution what? That one is already started. Revolution sounds. People will hear the sound and love the country. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The way they are hearing it and loving Jesus. They will hear the sounds and love Nigeria again. Because in Nigeria we change. I'm sure you know how people must love Nigeria. We must love Nigeria, yes or no? Do you believe Nigeria can change? Let's be sure we're on the same page. Nigeria can change, and Nigeria will change. Hallelujah. So how do we build? I said, he that comes to God must believe that he is and is a rewarder. I know I've left some things untied with some purpose because of time. Of those who diligently seek him. So first and foremost, understand that he is right now. You might say, I know God is here now. No. No. You don't believe God is here. Because you are going to be experiencing according to your depth of conviction that he is where? Is here. I shared briefly in the afternoon, James was comparing the faith, you know, of those who say they believe and there's no works attached to the faith, as it were, quote unquote, of demons. He said, you believe? He said, even the demons believe and what? Tremble. That means there is works attached to their own belief. So how can you say you believe and you are in the presence of God and you don't tremble? Did somebody get what I just said? This is foundational. Lay it in your foundation, you will see a move of God. It does not matter how long it takes to establish this block. If you don't establish this block in your foundation, you will not see an increase, a build-up in the presence and power in the atmosphere. Did you get what I said? From the ministration, I can just see it from the eyes of people, those who are intentional and those who are not. You might be speaking in tongues and you are not intentional. You are looking and shaking. The fact that you are still looking at me is obvious, you are not intentional. And you are sincerely doing it. But prayer begins with consciousness of Jesus, not man of God. Did you hear what I said? He that believes must believe that who is? Come on, that who is? So the fact that you are still aware of me or anybody here is the reason you won't ascend. 2 + 2 = 4. If you are not getting 4, something is wrong with what you are adding. He that believes, or he that comes to God, must believe that he is. So that means he is a person here now. Not up. He's here where? Now. I usually share this example all the time. I met some children playing football. I gathered them together and then I asked them a question. I said, it was not a service outside. You're just playing football. So it means no atmosphere. Yes or no? No, yes or no now. But the truth is, the atmosphere is here now. You are the one that is not aware of it. Because you are not paying attention. Can you say attention? Can you say attention? Can you say attention? Declare it, I pay attention. Declare it, I pay attention. Louder, I pay attention. As you pay attention, the thing will build. I'm giving you the secret, oh. I'm giving you the secret, oh. If your own is starting today, you can build and catch up. Most people today just speak in tongues. They are not building. Build consciousness as you see God. So I asked those children, I said, where is Jesus now? They all gave me the reply all of us would give. Where is Jesus now? Jesus in heaven. Where two or three are gathered in his name, there I am in the midst of them. So where is Jesus now? He's here. If you catch this, you will really be bothered about our services. I'm telling you. Where is Jesus right now? You will really be bothered. Where is that Jesus? Where now? He's here. Hebrews, is it 13:8? Jesus Christ the same way. Today and for Hebrews 13:8. It means if Jesus is here now, anything he did before is what he will do now. Yes or no? If he healed the sick then and is here now, will he heal the sick now or not? If that time there's no sick person, he won't heal. Has it changed today? Is he here now? It means what he did that time is what he will do now. Yes or no? Very simple truth, right? So why is he not doing it? It's one of two things. Either he has changed, right? Or we don't believe he's here. It's either he has adjusted himself. He no longer, heals all. He was healing all before. But now that he has died and people are still not accepting, salvation, he's not happy anymore. He's really not happy. So he's no longer healing all. But if he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, exactly what you read in scriptures is what you should be seeing playing out in every service. Yes or no? Because we say he's here. So it means we don't believe. So I asked those children, let me show you practically what I mean. I asked those children, they said, Jesus is here now. I asked them the next question. I said, what will you do if you see Jesus now? Let me ask you, what will you do if you see him now?
I'll run into his arms.
You run into his arms. It will shock you. One of them said that. He said, I will hug him and never let him go. The child, they are sincere. I can ask somebody now, and the person will say, I will give him glory. That's the reason you have not encountered God. Your problem, even God does not understand. If you see me, you have energy to give me glory. Somebody saw him and fell down as what? As dead. Just collapsed. Which glory are you giving him? Just saw him. I'm sure Jesus did not give him full D, full dimension. Maybe 2D. He just collapsed. Which glory? Somebody saw an angel. Daniel, there was no strength in him. As he was being spoken to, he said, the Spirit entered into me as he spoke to me and stood me up on my feet so that he can listen. Power! If you see him, what will you do?
So I'll run and go and hold him.
You will run and hold him. What will you do?
I'll hug him.
I like the way his legs are shaking. The child is coming out. What will you do?
I'll fall at his
feet. Just fall at his feet. Who else? What will you do?
I will embrace him and hold his garment.
Hold his garment. I like that. Hope there's no issue you want the garment to solve. Just joking. Hallelujah. Who else? See this young man, come. How old are you? About 12. Please go to the front. Go to the front. Can we celebrate him? Celebrate him now. At least thank God for somebody who has sense at this age. Hallelujah. Okay. How old are you? Okay, 17. Now, what will you do if you see him now? Let me give you another mental picture very quickly. You go back home after this meeting. You lie down, you sleep. Awaken love in me. Awaken love in me. You cry. You sleep. You off the light before you sleep. You now woke up 3 a.m. You saw light everywhere. Somebody tapped you on your leg. And you heard your name. What's your name? Imbia. And you hear your name, Imbia. 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 What will you do, Imbia?
I'll run.
That's what I'm trying to hear. You will not give him glory. Yes or no? Because you are shocked that he took what you said seriously. Who will scream? You will shout Jesus to Jesus, right? I'm telling you the secret, oh. Do you know he didn't become more real that time? He has always been there. That's why encounters happen. They happen so that it can shift us. But if you're always living from encounter to encounter, you don't spend time in the Word of God. You will be believing when encounter happens. Right now, we are surrounded. Yes or no? Whether you feel it or not, you're not feeling because you are not conscious. You're not paying attention. You are paying attention to what I'm saying right now. Yes or no? The same way many of you are sensing the power of God very heavy. You start shouting in tongues, yagada, and anything wears out. Does it happen to anybody here? Instead of drinking, you are tonguing. Now, as you keep on mastering, you will notice you can now tongue and drink at the same time. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Allow your body to be exposed to that energy as much as possible. That's what we call soaking, right? Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? One man of God did it 8 hours every day for 2 months. Just put his body under it. Electricity. You will know what's happening to you until the next meeting. Separate. That's when you find out how many volts came out of your body. You now have to learn how to what? Measure the amount released. That's what follows your words as you speak. As you start speaking, that thing will start sitting on people. Are you getting what I'm saying? So I can't deceive you. If I'm not charged, by now you would have known. Yes or no? What if I say, I'm charged. Brethren, I'm charged. Don't try me. I'm charged. You will know because the weight will not follow the words. Yes or no? What if I shout? You don't know where I'm coming from. Just in Abuja, I was speaking and 50 dead bodies got up. You will start suspecting because somebody who is that charged, you'll be sensing it by now, right? Are you getting what I'm saying? Power can be felt. It will follow the words. No. You will know this person is about to correct our lives from the first few sentences, right? Because of the weight following the words. I'm telling you so you know that nobody can deceive you. So in order to get it, just get charged. Don't scam people. Just get charged. When you are charged, you won't have to say you are charged. It will follow what you are doing. Is that clear? Before you write the book, get what? Or feel free, write it. But before you give it out, get what? Charged. Imagine God's servant releases a book on working of miracles. Do you realize that just by reading, you will find his working miracles? Yes or no? Why? Because it has been worked in him. You can get ideas from that same book and write your own book. And nothing will happen. Then he wrote, Good Morning, Holy Spirit. That's when it started for me. I said, let me try it. How many of you tried it after reading the book? Did something happen? Raise your hand if something happened. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I said, let me just try it. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Jesus. What's that? From that day, permanent. I look for his videos, was watching. I'll be jacking on the chairs. They are charged. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's not an ordinary video. Shortcut set, no dulling. Going for administration, just play it and sleep. Some of you did not get what I just said. I remember those years, that's what we used to do. Just watch Kenegi, laugh, go to the meeting. Hallelujah. We just start laughing everywhere. The thing will follow you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It will follow you. If something landed, you will know. Are you getting what I'm saying? You will know. It's not like this. You will know. You will know it came. You can feel it. The Bible says Jesus felt. Sorry. The woman herself felt in herself that she had been what? She had been healed. Even Jesus himself said, for I felt what? Virtue. That means it is normal. It's part of what he must have taught the disciples. Yes? Right? So when they were writing the scriptures, they said one time Jesus was teaching and there was power present to heal. How did they know that? By faith, Abby. They felt what? They felt energy as he was talking. Why would you sit down there for 3 days? It's not what you're feeling now. Jesus is talking. It's like you're not on it. Can you catch a glimpse of what they were feeling like? Children did not eat for 3 days. There's no teacher on the earth that teaches like that. Go and read what he was teaching. We have a glimpse of how he was teaching. Blessed are the. Does that sound strange? Is that very deep? You don't understand it. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Simple things. But the charge following each sentence. These are the staring at you now. Have you seen it before? So much utterance is like they are washing your brain with every word. That's why I said pray. They will argue less with you. Our fathers, those that we follow. Bishop Oedipo preparing for Shiloh, for example. You will not see them before the Shiloh. Every planning happens before it. As it is approaching. 2 days, 3 days. Some of them weeks. Abadeboye, weeks. His lips are moving. Alone. Don't ask me how I know. We are paying attention. At a point, I said, copy and paste. I said, I don't like my talk. I suspect. I said, this is my complicated tongue. It's not helping me. Refine, Rekidi, Siondo, Rekidi, and there's still no power. I beg, carry, come out. Let's go this way. Is somebody hear what I'm saying? Just be a child. Life is not that hard. So I was following. I saw that they were tongue. Days, weeks. You try it. That's what I'm trying to say. Try it. You have some time, 3 days before the ministration. Keep your tongue rolling. Drink water. You sleep off. Don't get angry. This is my life. I don't even know if my life is worth it. Stop that. Keep on what? It happens, all right? Elijah was a man of like passion. He too will sleep on while he's praying. Well, a prophet is a prophet. No problem. Oh, God has called. He has called. Ah! Can you say glory? Hallelujah. Don't let your weakness talk to you. Some of you are too emotional. Once we make one mistake, Satan will blow it open. Look at your life. See your life outside. You have slept again. After all the message. Jesus! Calm down. Abadebo was sharing with the pastors and he said, one time I was praying and I slept off and then he laughed. He said, I know some of you don't sleep when you are praying. All the pastors laughed because they know. Sleeping beauties. If I hear say we don't sleep, we sleep well. We wake up. Lord, we just bless you. Some of you have your quiet time with your pillow. Lie down, just wake up, then turn.